Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake City has the hottest job market in the country. That's according to new data from Moody's Analytics. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage on the local economy. She joins us now live with details. Amy?
Maria, there's a couple of reasons for this white-hot heat. Mostly, we can thank Silicon Slopes. Wall Street Journal reports that young, talented workers are flocking here. And it's not just the jobs. Our affordability and access to recreation, also a plus. There were some big layoffs in tech, though, last year. But the Journal reports that many people were able to find other jobs and stay in Utah. They used data from Moody's Analytics and put Salt Lake City at the very top of any other city in the country. Also topping the list, just below us, three cities in Florida, Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa. Reporting live, Amy Kobe, KSL News Radio.
An important tool used by companies to determine the best place to locate just ranked Utah number one for the 17th year in a row. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi continues our team coverage.
The American Legislative Exchange Council's report, Rich States, Poor States, calls Utah the model for the nation for its fiscal responsibility and policies. State Senator Evan Vicker says this report is important for economic development efforts in Utah, which is becoming increasingly competitive with other states.
They kind of learned our secret sauce that, you know, having a good, fair tax burden, quality workforce, and other things that allows companies to prosper.
State legislators say they have worked hard to lower taxes, improve the education system, and maintain the high quality of life to keep people and businesses flocking to the state. It's hoped those efforts keep Utah at the top of the ranking. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Utah's Social Media Regulation Act takes effect on October 1st of this year. However, parental consent is no longer needed to just download an app.
If a data mining company like Meta wants to mine the data of your child, there will definitely need to be parental consent under our law.
The bill's sponsor, Senator Mike McKell, told David Dujanovic the law is working to break down the addictive features of social media.
We're really concerned about the harmful tools that these data mining companies use with our kids, and that's what we attack directly.
McKell says push notifications and other addictive features should be disabled for those under 18 years old. It's going to be a lot easier to follow Chad Daybell's trial since it'll all be streamed online. Yet, just 1 year ago, it was not that way for his wife's trial. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Well, the jury verdict and sentencing in Lori Vella Daybell's trial were streamed. You could only see the rest of it if you were in the Ada County Courthouse, but not this time. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas thinks, for one,
restricting it didn't really work particularly well.
Another big reason could be because the death penalty is on the table this time when it wasn't in Lori's case. On top of that, Skordas says having it streamed gives people a real chance to see how our court process works outside of what we see in movies and TV.
When you're dealing with a trial of this magnitude, there are a lot of nuances. There are a lot of things that happen that wouldn't fit into a two-hour movie.
The trial is expected to begin tomorrow. In Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The parents of the shooter in the Oxford High School massacre are being sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. During victim impact statements before the sentencing, Steve St. Juliana, the father of one of the victims, said James and Jennifer Crumbly spent too much time blaming others.
They blame everyone but themselves and make threats of retribution. The facts have already been presented. The jury has found them guilty. Multiple juries have found them guilty. Hannah, Madison, Tate, and Justin are the ones who have lost everything, not the defendants.
The Crumblies maintain that they couldn't have known what their son was capable of, even after getting warnings from his school. Four students died in the 2021 shooting. New court documents filed by prosecutors in the Rust case against Alec Baldwin are painting the actor in a very unflattering light. Baldwin reportedly lost control of his emotions on set, put others in danger, also changed his story in the aftermath of the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to the charge of manslaughter. A New York appeals court judge is rejecting former President Trump's latest effort to delay his hush money trial, which is set to get underway next week. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more on today's attempt by Trump's attorneys to delay the trial and relax a gag order.
The brief appeal hearing had a lawyer for the former president warning of the irreparable harm that would be done to Donald Trump if he's not able to respond publicly to what Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, or others might say in court. Prosecutors responded in defense of the Manhattan judge's gag order, saying defendant Trump has developed an uncontested history of making denigrating remarks that's made it harder to find witnesses willing to testify.
Barring any other court action, this ruling clears the way for jury selection to begin next week. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's a nice and quiet drive on the Valley freeways. No accidents or delays. One surface street crash. California Avenue, about 1900 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
A good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds or more in the next 40 days. That's right, at least 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-Pound Promise, where they customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There are never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any dangerous shots, drugs, or hormones. At Skinny Utah, they teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier new you. And schedule your free weight loss strategy session at SkinnyUtah.com. A $300 value. Absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem. And they're extending their couple special where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at SkinnyUtah.com. That's SkinnyUtah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
Les Olson IT is now a Ricoh Graphic Arts and Production Systems dealer. Ricoh chose Les Olson because of our reputation for superior service and national recognition. Les Olson IT chose Ricoh Graphics because they're the best value compared to other commercial-grade printers. Ricoh excels in high volume, high speed, high resolution, and offers an exciting fifth color. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Jazz fans, secure your seats for the next NBA season by getting season tickets. Season ticket members get special perks like team store discounts, savings on in-arena concessions, and more. Be there for every moment during the 2024-25 season by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK today. 801-355-DUNK. Let's go, Jazz.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. A new report ranks the Beehive State as the place with the best economic outlook in the country. KSL News Time, 1208. A far-right political commentator delivered a speech at the University of Utah, sparking protests from students and some faculty. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the story.
Daily Wire commentator Michael Knowles is known nationally for strong views against gender identity discussions in classrooms, using terms and speeches that many in the LGBTQ community find offensive. At the U, he argued there needs to be education about traditional roles of gender.
Sure, we don't want to tell a little kid about the birds and the bees, but we necessarily will tell them something about family.
Protesters tell the Daily Utah Chronicle the group that invited Knowles, Young Americans for Freedom, chose the College of Social Work specifically to generate a response. One leader from the group says Knowles would reach conservative students they claim don't feel included in campus discussions. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Hill Air Force Base will be blowing up more than 10,000 pounds of obsolete explosives on the west side of the Great Salt Lake. Now, these planned detonations will take place each week through September. Most of these detonations won't have an impact on the valley, but nearby communities may be rattled by the sound. Many states, including Utah, are exploring the benefits of virtual power plants. If you haven't heard of them, KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera explains.
Residents and businesses who have solar panels installed can
opt into Rocky Mountain Power's WattSmart battery program. The energy that's stored on those batteries can then be used to balance flows on their grid and draw power for their home or office in emergency situations. According to Jonna Whitesides with Rocky Mountain Power, there are roughly 4,000 batteries in Utah being fed by about 70,000 customers.
And then essentially what Rocky Mountain Power does is we utilize those batteries every day rather than ramping up generation on a thermal plant.
This is especially useful during peak hours and higher demand seasons like summer. And companies like Rocky Mountain Power look forward to new solutions. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
You have a good drive in progress on I-15, 215, I-80, and the 201. Our main secondaries are also in good shape. But Salt Lake City PD is on the scene of a crash. California Avenue, that's about 1300 south and about 1900 west. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified, for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful spring day is on tap with a high of 58 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Overnight, we'll dip off to 41. Not that bad for this time of year. 63 sunny skies for your Wednesday. Thursday, we're to 71 with sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 50 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, protecting kids on social media. We'll hear from State Senator Mike McKell on the new law that will put protections in place online. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. I can't tell you how much better I feel now that I've taken off some extra weight. I have more energy and confidence. My back isn't breaking as I start working out in my garden. With the help of Salt Lake City Fat Loss, I was able to lose 25 pounds in 60 days. That's three dress sizes, and I lost this weight eating a healthy combination of foods. Not only is my meal plan easy to follow, it's really easy to stick with because the pounds drop off so quickly. There are no expensive prepackaged meals and no surgery and no injections. There's just an easy to follow meal plan. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Right now, they are offering an extra incentive. When you call and mention Maria sent you, you will get a $200 discount, but it's only for a limited time. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Stop for a moment and think about this. Do you know how much money in your 401k or IRA is actually yours? Or will the government take a bigger chunk than you thought? Remember, you still might owe taxes on that money. But do you have a plan to help make sure you don't pay more than you should? At Capital Wealth Advisors, we believe you deserve to keep more of what you've earned, which is why we're here to help you navigate the confusing world of retirement taxes. It's your money. You deserve to know what's at stake. Right now, taxes are historically low, but they won't be this low forever. So call the Capital Wealth Advisors team today so you don't miss out on this opportunity. 801-210-5500. That's 801-210-5500. You work hard for your money, and we'll work just as hard to help you keep it. Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Firm may not give tax advice.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
you'll be able to watch all of Chad Daybell's trial in real time online. And one expert thinks there's a couple of key reasons why the rules for his trial are so much different than his wife's just last year. In Boise, I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, new data shows that Salt Lake City has the hottest job market in the country. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
You're good to go if you're traveling I-15 north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, no accidents or delays. Higher elevations like Highway 189 Provo Canyon, Big Bend, Little Cottonwood, and I-80 in Parleys, all in great shape. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny and a solid 7 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 52 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The battle over abortion in Arizona ramping up further after the state's Supreme Court upholds a Civil War-era abortion ban.
At issue was whether Arizona's current ban on abortions after 15 weeks is a law in the state, or if a 160-year-old law written before Arizona was even a state banning nearly all abortions is the enforceable law. The Arizona Supreme Court saying it's that 160-year-old ban, which only allows an abortion to save a mother's life. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs reacting.
It is a dark day in Arizona.
She's calling on lawmakers to repeal the once-forgotten law from 1864. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Michigan, sentencing day for the parents of convicted Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbley.
10 to 15 years in prison with about 2.5 years credit for time served. That's the sentence both James and Jennifer Crumbley will each serve for manslaughter in connection with their son's deadly shooting rampage at Oxford High School in Michigan that left 4 students dead. Judge Cheryl Matthews rendering the sentences.
These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train.
Derek Dennis, ABC News.
In Ohio, Norfolk Southern train and residents impacted by the toxic train derailment have reached a proposed settlement for a judge to approve.
In the 14 months since a Norfolk Southern freight train hauling hazardous chemicals went off the tracks.
There's kids having nosebleeds, people having seizures. There's respiratory issues. People have chemical bronchitis.
East Palestine, Ohio resident Ashley McCollum is among the people living within 20 miles of the derailment, who will share in a $600 million settlement with Norfolk Southern. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
King Charles, who is undergoing cancer treatment, got a first look at his image on new banknotes that will go into circulation in England's Commonwealth. That all takes place this June. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's new law that will introduce protections for children on social media will go into effect in October. State Senator Mike McKell spoke with David Dujanovic on some of the changes the parents will start to see on their kids' accounts.
There's going to be, more than anything else, there's going to be a different experience for a minor account. One of the things that we've modified over the last 2 years is we are not requiring parental consent to create that account. We did that in the past. There will need to be parental consent if a social media company, and I shouldn't say social media company, these are data mining companies. If a data mining company like Meta wants to mine the data of your child, there will definitely need to be parental consent under our law. But what will happen is once we verify that we have a minor account, there's just going to be a different experience. We're really concerned about the harmful algorithms. We're really concerned about the harmful tools that these data mining companies use with our kids, and that's what we attack directly in the legislation. The endless scrolling, the push notifications, that effort by this data mining operation to keep your kids up at night and to lock them in on that screen, that's really what we're targeting. And kids are just going to have a different experience. And that's the effort is really to break down some of those super addictive features. And that's where we're going with our law in the state of Utah.
McKell says while he wishes there could be countrywide regulations, he's proud of what Utah and other states are doing to keep kids safe online. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Getting reports of debris in the road northbound I-15 near Glover Lane in Farmington. That debris is a tarp. Not sure if it's flying around, but you want to use caution. UHP will need to hold back traffic for a little bit in order to be able to get it removed from the roadway as soon as they get there. Keep an eye out for a little bit of backup in the area. Right now, it's moving along just fine. No problem on any of your Salt Lake County freeways. A crash in the cleanup stages, California Avenue, just west of Redwood Road. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, 58 today, mostly sunny skies. High pressure continues to nudge in from the California coast on Wednesday. 63 sunny skies, 10 above the normal by Thursday, 71 up to 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies on Friday. We dial it back just a touch on Saturday, 74, mix of sun and clouds, partly cloudy on Sunday, 69. We're down to 62, mostly cloudy, no complaints there by Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, but kind of warm right now. We are seeing a temperature of 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. It looks like some losses in shares for American Express and Travelers contributing to the Dow's drop this noon hour. The Dow right now down by more than 100 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
IVC is celebrating 20 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard their saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 10 years running. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art, comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've also heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today to set up a free screening. That's iVein.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking by calling Zero Res. Dust, dander, and bacteria are living and breeding in your carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and more with nowhere to go. The spring season allergens such as pollen are coming out of hibernation ready to invade your home. Check out the 3,300 raving customer reviews with a 4.8 Google rating and see what the hype is all about. This month, get 3 rooms Zero Resified from Salt Lake's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $99, and they'll throw in a free hallway. Plus, take 25% off your air duct cleaning to get that true spring cleaning feel. Call Zero Res right now, 801-288-9376, or go online to ZeroRes.com and say you want the KSL special. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
KSL News Time 1224. Americans spend more than $1,000 a year on subscription services like Netflix and Spotify. And ABC's Mike DeBusky reports that number is creeping up.
About two-thirds of Americans say at least one of their monthly subscriptions has seen a price hike in the last year, according to CNET. That's led one in four of them to cancel one or more services. What's more, the survey found 12% of respondents have services outside of their budget, but pay for them anyway. Millennials are the spendiest when it comes to subscriptions, averaging just under $120 a month.
Watching Utah's money, it may not feel like it next time you go to the store, but Utah is not one of the worst states for inflation right now. The worst of the worst honor goes to Florida, where the average inflation for the last 12 months is 3.9%. It's being driven by an influx of new residents and high insurance costs. Tesla is settling a lawsuit over a deadly crash that killed an Apple engineer using autopilot in his Model X. That came just a day before a trial was supposed to start in that case. The settlement details were not disclosed. Tesla's Elon Musk says it won't be long, maybe just a year or two, before AI outsmarts the smartest human on Earth. The billionaire co-founded OpenAI, which the later sued because he said he no longer which he later sued because he said he no longer supports the original mission to be to benefit mankind, not to make a profit. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 149 points, sitting at 38,744. S&P, it's down by 16. The NASDAQ down by 25 points. The March Madness tournament is finally over, but it brought lots of travelers to the Beehive State. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
Hundreds of RVers traveled to Utah last month to enjoy the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Many of the visitors used the RV membership program Harvest Host, which allows travelers to park their RVs at local businesses inside cities rather than outside at campsites and helps them avoid a campsite fee. In return, RVers purchase goods from the local businesses where they are staying, which is what they did in Utah in March to help boost the local economy.
Some of the most popular RV spots were in Santa Quinn and South Salt Lake.
April in Utah means warmer temps, spring runoff, and yes, road work. For every spring surprise, rely on KSL News Radio. Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon cover what happened overnight from 5 to 9. Dave and Debbie and Boyd Matheson have in-depth conversation during the day. And Jeff Kaplan takes you home with his trademark Minute of News. All season, every day.
We have you covered.
On KSL News Radio.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Get ready for spring with the Greenhouse Show and Advanced Window Products. Affordable windows sold direct to the public at 5250 South, 460 West, from 8 to 11. Join Tana Mee and the Greenhouse Show this Saturday.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
It's a beautiful day for a drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Our main secondaries also in good shape. No problems reported there. We do have a lane restriction in progress due to road work, and this is going to be in Box Elder County as you're traveling Highway 8991 approaching Sardine Summit in Sardine Canyon. Don't miss the incredible event sale at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. Save thousands on new Bernina machines used for a recent three-day event that come with full warranties while supplies last. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about mostly sunny skies today with a high of 58 degrees? Beautiful. 41 overnight with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow's mostly sunny, 63. We're to the 70s by Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In Ogden, it's 48. St. George at 63. And in Logan, 48 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. Taylorsville is now home to the newest temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera got a first look inside.
If you commute through I-215, the large white structure is hard to miss. With shoe coverings on to keep the carpets clean for public tours beginning Saturday, I asked Maria Luis Torres, who hosted the media gathering and migrated to Taylorsville and raised five children here, what it means to her to have a temple built on home soil.
It is dear to me, but it's an interesting dichotomy. We're right next to the 215 freeway, which is bustling and busy. But if you can stop, you will find a moment of peace.
This temple is the 192nd to be built. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Teams are closely monitoring Panguitch Lake Dam after damage was reported there. The Garfield County Sheriff's Department says the structure has transverse cracking on the upper portion. Highway 143 will remain open above Panguitch Lake, and no evacuations are necessary while authorities continue to monitor the situation. A Delta flight malfunction made for some nervous passengers headed from Salt Lake International to Houston Monday night.
KSL News Radio's Joe Davis reports Flight 1322 was delayed more than an hour after a slide was accidentally deployed out of the side of the plane prior to takeoff. A few of the passengers were alarmed, including some young volleyball players in town for a tournament. Nervous mom Sarah Chandler says she saw for herself eventually what had happened.
Oh, they said, if you're looking out the window, you will see what just happened, and now we're delayed.
This does not appear to be anything related to recent problems Boeing planes have been having involving aircraft parts flying off mid-flight. We've not yet heard from Delta on exactly what happened. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The FBI has arrested an 18-year-old Idaho man who investigators say planned to attack people at churches in the name of ISIS. Alexander Mercurio was arrested one day before his alleged planned attack in Coeur d'Alene. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says it's common for investigators to intervene at the last minute.
Typically in undercover operations, you let a defendant work all the way up to the moment before he actually wants to launch an attack. And the FBI, apparently through an informant, actually did that.
Mercurio is now facing charges that could land him up to 20 years in federal prison if he's convicted. Man accused of intentionally running over multiple people and driving off is now being investigated in three other cases. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Authorities in Summit County have named On Femme as a suspect in a March hit and run in Park City that sent a woman to the hospital. And Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill has also released a statement to KSL TV saying that they're screening charges against Femme for another hit and run near 13th East and 9th South, as well as one on T Street and the Avenues that was caught on doorbell video that we first covered for you here on KSL News Radio.
Pham has already been charged in four hit and runs in the Salt Lake Valley. He's currently being held without bail. A Pleasant Grove man is facing multiple charges after police say he kidnapped his ex-girlfriend and then shot at a man that she was with. Police say he tricked her into meeting him in Lehigh before taking her back to Pleasant Grove. No injuries were reported. Court documents show the victim had filed a protective order against the man just a few days prior. KSL's top national stories. Arizona Supreme Court says a 160-year-old law is the law of the land when it comes to banning abortion. The ruling coming today, ABC's Alex Stone has more.
It was for many years a dormant and forgotten about law, written in 1864 before Arizona was a state and the country was in the midst of the Civil War. The law banned abortion except to save a mother's life. Now Arizona's Supreme Court says that ancient law is the law in Arizona, not a newer version that banned abortion after 15 weeks. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is calling on state lawmakers to repeal the 160-year-old law.
Arizona women should never have to fear
hear the next court decision.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is still threatening to demand a vote on her motion to oust the House Speaker. She sent a 5-page memo to her colleagues making the case for Mike Johnson's ouster. Greene says since emerging from the Republican leadership crisis last fall, Speaker Johnson is now throwing at their razor-thin majority into chaos by not serving his own GOP conference that elected him. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. A judge is being asked to quickly approve a settlement between Norfolk Southern and the people most directly impacted by last year's train derailment in rural Ohio. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
In the 14 months since a Norfolk Southern freight train hauling hazardous chemicals went off the tracks,
there's kids having nosebleeds, people having seizures. There's respiratory issues. People have chemical bronchitis.
East Palestine, Ohio resident Ashley McCollum is among the people living within 20 miles of the derailment who will share in a $600 million settlement with Norfolk Southern. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Right now, traffic rolling along I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Freeway traffic in good shape, no accidents and no delays there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer. Like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you got to get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she's let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 37 pounds, and I've kept it off for over 2 years now. That's because Soda works. It's absolutely changed my life. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people living the results every single day. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. That's S-O-T-A WeightLoss.com.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and I'm proud to tell you, we don't lay off employees when things get tough. During the pandemic, we didn't let one of our installers go. Instead, we had them clean and remodel our offices so they could still get paid. Remember the 2008 housing crisis? It was a financial nightmare for even the biggest contractors. Still, we didn't lay off a single worker. Nope, we sacrificed profits to keep paying everyone. Look, when the economy's down, most contractors are quick to lay off their workers. It's the easiest way to save money when times get tight. But at RGS Exteriors, we're loyal to our people. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. People first. People always. That's the RGS way. For gutters, siding, windows, and more, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's rgsexteriors.com, 801-280-3110.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story, the man accused of hitting multiple women with his car and driving off is now being investigated in 3 more cases. KSL News Time, 12:38. Utah is number 3 in the country for fatal construction zone car crashes. That's according to a new study. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has details.
Nearly 80 people died in Utah in car wrecks in these construction zones from 2012 to 2021. Putting the state behind only Texas and Nebraska on the national list. The Lending Tree study looks at a decade of crash data from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. It also shows that most of the deaths were passengers and drivers.
Utah's Department of Transportation advises drivers to slow down when they see the signs or flaggers and only to return to their previous speed when the signs say it's safe. Some Utah men are facing accusations of fraud in last fall's second congressional district election.
There's a total of 13 people charged in all, a range of charges, including both felonies and misdemeanors. But at its heart is the race to replace Congressman Chris Stewart, who retired last year. State law says you can't pay signature gatherers, and the people gathering signatures have to be state residents. Both of those points are part of these charges, a scheme to hire out-of-state volunteers and pay them per signature while also getting local residents to say they were the ones who did the work. The charges do not specify which candidate or party these new defendants supported. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Weber State University is calling one of its students a walking miracle after surviving a heart attack. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says she's set to graduate alongside the student who saved her.
Audrey Young was on a study break and meeting a fellow respiratory therapy student, Allie Green, for lunch when she collapsed from cardiac arrest. Green leaned on her schooling and did CPR until first responders stepped in. Young says her friend saved her life.
There's a good chance that I either wouldn't have made it or I would have had a lot more long-term problems.
They were already great friends, and now they're bonded for life. They're applying for jobs at the same hospitals. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
It's quiet out there. No accidents, no delays on your Salt Lake County freeways or main secondaries. Even I-15 sees good speeds both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. There is road work there, out there, though, that we'll have to deal with. And, of course, Bangor Highway is one of them at 4700 South. But this one is a little unusual. You're going to see a little bit of a reduced speed and a lane restricted to travel in Sardine Canyon. That's Highway 8991 as you're approaching the summit. Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Take a look at this warming trend. 58 today, mostly sunny skies. Rises to 63 tomorrow with azure blue skies. We keep them clear Thursday, 71. Up to 77 on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Utah is being named the state with the best economic outlook in the nation by the American Legislative Exchange Council. We'll talk to the people behind the report to see why Utah got such high marks. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale. The one where you buy a new air conditioner and we give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads. So don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The main reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we're able to keep our guys and keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details about our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Experience classical hits through a new lens with the Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified events. The final themed evening of the season is coming up this April. Picture this: You're at the elegant Abravanel Hall in downtown Salt Lake City, dressed to the nines and crafting your own masquerade mask. Then you're swept away by the Utah Symphony's performance of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Starting with the masquerade ball, following the romance of the star-crossed lovers, and leading to the story's tragic events. Marvel at the projections giving you a close-up of the symphony's performers and the flying fingers of guest pianist Ingrid Fleeter as she plays Ravel's piano concerto. Plus, you'll even hear conversations with the orchestra's expert musicians. It's Masterworks Magnified's masquerade-themed event, April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Here at the Utah Symphony, April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints held their first look media tour of their newest temple located in Taylorsville, just off the I-215 belt route. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Salt Lake City is being called the hottest job market in the country. The new report says it's an affordable city that serves as a tech and finance outpost for companies. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Well, crash-free and delay-free on the Valley freeways. No problems there. Our main secondaries are also in good shape. We do have a little bit of busy traffic northbound on State Street going through Murray, starting prior to the mall and all the way up to 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warming trend starts today and tops out Friday. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 52 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A near-total abortion ban on the books in Arizona before it became a state has been upheld by the state Supreme Court. The ruling says the 160-year-old law takes precedence over the state's recent 15-week abortion ban. That decision puts a two-week stay on enforcement, which could shutter abortion clinics. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs after the ruling.
We are 14 days away from this extreme ban coming back to life. It must be repealed immediately.
Jennifer and James Crumbly, the parents of convicted Oxford, Michigan shooter Ethan Crumbly, were each sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison today after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to prevent their son's actions. Israel's prime minister says a date has been set for military operations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah, but did not disclose the timeline. Talks for a ceasefire and hostage release deal stalled again, Hamas blaming Israel for rejecting the latest demands. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The new report ranks the Beehive State as the place with the best economic outlook in the country. It's called the Rich States, Poor States Economic Competitiveness Index, and Utah has topped the charts for the past 17 years. Joining me now live is Jonathan Williams, the Chief Economist and EVP of Policy for American Legislative Exchange Council. Jonathan, thanks for being with me.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you, and congratulations to you and the people of Utah for this incredible recognition 17 years in a row now at number one.
Thank you so much. So what does this mean for Utah to have the best economic outlook for the future?
Well, in our Rich States, Poor States report, we look at the public policies that all 50 states have in place, such as taxes and regulation and labor policy, things that you know we know matter for future economic growth and for population growth and in-migration as Americans continue to vote with their feet away from high-tax states, and look at states like Utah that have a competitive way of doing business. They have low taxes. They have a good lifestyle, good wellness factor. And it's an incredible magnet. When we find states do well in rich states, poor states, we find that economic growth and population changes are close behind. And of course, this has been the track record of Utah at number one for all 17 editions of Rich States, Poor States because of a commitment year in, year out of making Utah a great place to work and live and raise a family. And of course, the proof is in the pudding, as we like to say. Utah was the fastest growing state in America over the last decade, and we don't see that slowing down anytime soon.
That was my next question. Any other signs that you're seeing or any surprising changes in the report over the past few years?
Well, I think you have a good number of states towards the top of the ranking that look to Utah as the pace setter and are looking to catch up to number one, just as you do in professional sports leagues all across the country. All eyes are on the leader, and this is why I think you see states like Idaho and Arizona, for instance, in the West, making really good strides to become more competitive and reduce the burden of taxation and regulation on their citizens, because they realize it's working in Utah. They can see it firsthand. They see the growth that's happening, and they're trying to emulate so much of the success and that commitment to free markets and limited government that you've seen from your leaders in Utah for many years.
So are there any spots where we could do a little bit better, maybe make it easier for businesses?
Well, of course, you know, there's always room for improvement. It's a little bit harder to improve when you're at number one and you do so many things right. But when you look at things like, I know the there's been a big commitment by legislative leaders such as President Adams and Speaker Schultz and the governor to continue to reduce income taxes. But one of the keys to, I think, success has been looking at Texas and Florida and Tennessee and so many of the states that can go without a personal income tax altogether, looking to make Utah more competitive, begin to chip down those rates as you've been doing. That's an important point for investment for the future to keep Utah ahead of the curve.
Jonathan, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
It looked like we may have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 at the south interchange going from Midvale to Murray. But looking through the live shots of the traffic cameras, it is a little busy as you're approaching going from about the south interchange to 53rd South. But really nothing that's going to cause any real slowdowns. In fact, all of your valley freeways are in good shape this afternoon. Our main secondaries are problem-free. Watch for a lane restriction if you're traveling Highway 8991 in Sardine Canyon in Box Elder County. It's caused just a little bit of a reduced speed as you're approaching Sardine Summit. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified, for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. This will likely be our longest stretch of beautiful weather yet this spring. 58 today, mostly sunny skies. We'll go to 63 sunny skies on your Wednesday. We keep those blue skies into Thursday, 71. 77 degrees, folks. Put it in the calendar on Friday, partly cloudy skies. Beautiful start to the weekend Saturday, 74, partly cloudy. 69 with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. And how about Monday? Mostly cloudy, but still not that cold, 62. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, partly cloudy, 52 degrees, 7-day forecast, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Hey guys, do you know your T-level? Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City is helping you take that first step toward better health and enhanced intimacy with a free testosterone level test, exam, and consultation. Plus, for this month only, qualified patients can kickstart their treatment with a free supply of ED medication. Revive's customized ED treatments can provide immediate results, restore blood flow naturally, and even bring spontaneity back into your love life. With both in-person and telemedicine appointments available, plus free shipping directly to you, Revive takes the hassle out of treating low T and ED. Having an optimal testosterone level can change your whole life, and it starts with knowing your T-level. Take that first step and book your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation, and kickstart your treatment with a free supply of ED medication this month only. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Utah homeowners, it's time to roll up your sleeves and dive back into your backyard projects this spring with Geneva Rock. Whether you're planning to lengthen your patio for barbecues or extend your driveway for that new RV, boat, or new toy, Geneva Rock's ready-mix concrete is your go-to solution. Visit GenevaRock.com/DIY to get started. Geneva can even introduce you to a licensed contractor for the job. Your project starts here. Visit GenevaRock.com/DIY today.
Higher taxes, soaring inflation, record low interest rates, and the skyrocketing cost of health care. The list goes on. Retiring successfully today is a lot more complicated than ever before. Learn how you can tackle the biggest challenges that you'll face in retirement today. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio. It's this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL, News Radio 102.7.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Watching Utah's money, shares of Trump Media and Technology Group are falling again today after a rough Monday. The company owns the former president's Truth Social platform. It closed down 8.4% yesterday. The Dow down by 173 points at 38,720. S&P down by 19. NASDAQ down 37.